Anyway, with moving forward, this morning you may have heard Muslim groups here in New York are denouncing the anti-Islamic advertisements slated to run on New York City buses next week, calling them hateful and vitriolic. In case you haven't heard, a set of 6 advertisements with anti-Muslim messaging will begin appearing on September 29th. Plastered on 100 New York City buses and in 2 subway entrances. The ads will run for a total of 4 weeks, according to the MTA. And apparently it costs about $100,000 to place the ads, and they're sponsored by an organization called the American Freedom Defense Initiative, which is led by blogger Pamela Geller. Joining us now on the line to talk about the reaction to these ads is Ziad Ramadan. Ziad Ramadan is a board member of the Council on American-Islamic Relations in New York. He served for 15 years on Community Board 12 in Manhattan and is the founding board chair of the Malcolm X and Dr. Betty Shabazz Memorial and Educational Center, as well as the Northern Manhattan Arts Alliance. Ziad Ramadan, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure. Good morning, guys.
So tell us your initial reaction to this series of ads, which the Southern Poverty Law Center basically has also denounced and has been monitoring this organization. What's your reaction to the ads?
One quick correction: not only Muslim groups, but there have been Jewish groups and elected officials, and many people have stood up in to say how disgusted they are about these ads and what their intentions really are, which is try to create hatred towards the Muslim community in New York. Our reaction to the ads is, this is like, this is Pamela Geller's MO. She basically creates organizations that sound like, you know, they're nationalistic and patriotic. That's the skirt that she hides behind when her actual goal is just hatred. She is a professional bigot, and she has made comments like, and I quote, "I hate black people." These are the kind of things that Pamela Geller says. She makes absolutely clear that she hates Muslims, she hates Arabs, and what she tries to do is she tries to poison the mind of the public by putting provocative ads up in public to kind of denounce and defame entire religions that represent a quarter of the entire world's population. I mean, it's insane, but that's what she does for a living.
What is the American Freedom Defense Initiative?
You know, it's usually a gaggle of crackpots, basically, who just get together and they think, like, okay, let's find another way to make money. So they create a website, they create some sort of, like, you know, really nationalistic, patriotic sounding a name, and then they tell people, send us money, and they create sort of a mechanism for people who have hatred and want to donate, you know, $10 to $20 to try to have somebody else or a front for them represent their hatred. And it also becomes sort of it's really interesting, you know, you start seeing, well, when they can spend $100,000 on hate ads, you say, well, wait a minute, who's actually giving them this money? And you start looking at the messaging and you start seeing sort of connections here and there. But some people are giving them large amounts of organizations are giving them large amounts of money in order to create hatred towards Muslims, Arabs, Palestinians. And it's really curious, you know, when you kind of delve into it, somebody's got to follow the money.
Just to get a sense, the Southern Poverty Law Center says of Pamela Geller, quote, "Pamela Geller is the anti-Muslim movement's most visible and flamboyant figurehead. She's relentlessly shrill and coarse in her broad-brush denunciations of Islam and makes preposterous claims such as that President Obama is the, quote, love child of Malcolm X," unquote. Talk a little bit about the ads themselves, some of the specific images and kind of phraseology that is being used in these ads.
Yeah, also I just wanted to add to that the federal government has recognized, you know, a variety of groups that she has started, led, or been a part of as officially as hate groups. So it's not like, you know, this is an accident and she doesn't know what she's doing. I mean, she knows it, and the government knows she's a hate group as well. So it's not just an organization like the, you know, Southern Poverty Law Center. Well, the ads themselves, basically there's one ad that has a picture of Adolf Hitler sitting with an Arab, you know, this is back in the 30s, with an Arab Muslim leader. And she tries to make the connection. She goes, see, Adolf Hitler sitting with a Muslim guy, and he's an Arab who's wearing a turban, and then therefore, you know, we should hate all these people because they're hanging out with Adolf Hitler. And we should hate all Muslims because of that. And you know, of course, she's not kind of saying that, you know, the Pope sat with Adolf Hitler many a times, too, and there's many photographs there, and as did Lord Chamberlain of England, many other world leaders, because actually Adolf Hitler was once the Chancellor of Germany, unfortunately for all of us. But that's the reality. But she's cherry-picking in order to try to highlight and try to, poison the minds of people, saying that these are the only people we should be hating because they hang out with Adolf Hitler. Another ad shows a ISIS, the depiction of an ISIS guy about to behead an American journalist.
James Weller, right?
Yeah, and basically say, you can't trust any Muslim because look what Muslims do. And basically trying to conflate or make a connection between ISIS and every Muslim in the world. Of course, these ads are in New York City, so she's trying to tell New Yorkers, don't trust any of your New York City Muslim neighbors, which is an outrage, as if ISIS represents any Muslim in America. I have not met anyone on the liberal or conservative end who are Muslim that have said anything positive about ISIS. In fact, we denounce ISIS because of their outrageous and horrible ways that they do things that have nothing to do with Islam whatsoever. They don't represent us. And I think the third ad is attacking Hamas, which is really curious because Hamas has never been had any issue with America. Their issue is Israel. And so they say Hamas is Al-Qaeda, Hamas is ISIS, Hamas is CARE. CARE is an American not-for-profit organization, which is a civil rights group similar to the Anti-Defamation League and the NAACP. I happen to be a board member of CARE in New York. Now, her goal there is basically to support Israel, because that's another thing that she does unabashedly. She basically says, hell or high water, I support Israel, and I'm going to be an enemy to anyone who is an enemy of Israel, for example. So she's attacking Hamas in order to support Israel, which is her prerogative, right? But then when she tries to conflate Hamas to Al-Qaeda, to ISIS, and to an American...
And to your organization. I think if you want to attack Hamas in defense of Israel, there's political reasons for that, and, we may not agree that with that perspective or feel a certain way. That's fine. But to connect your organization or CARE as the equivalent of that is pretty hateful indeed.
I just wanted to say, remember, her goal is to create hatred for anything Islamic, Muslim, or their organizations, especially one of the most effective civil rights organizations they have in this country. So they don't want Muslims being defended, so they go after their defense. And so CARE is always a target of Pamela Geller and organizations like hers, because they want the defense of Muslims in America to be knocked out so they can just attack them with no defense whatsoever. That's the real goal. Mm-hmm. So she's just trying to create a connection and trying to poison the minds of people by going, oh, Hamas is here.
Right. We're speaking with Ziad Ramadan. He's a board member of the Council on American Islamic Relations, New York, and he's also the founding board chair of the Malcolm X and Dr. Betty Shabazz Memorial and Educational Center, as well as the Northern Manhattan Arts Alliance. Michael, you wanted to pipe in.
Yeah, Zaid, we're talking, of course, about New York City and the ads running here. Are you aware of any other cities in the country that these ads are running in?
Well, her MO and the organization's MO and other organizations that she's been a part of, basically what they've done is they've done them at different times. I don't know if they've done them simultaneously, but I know that they've done them in San Francisco, Washington, D.C., Chicago. So they've done them in Philadelphia. I mean, they've done them around the country. And I think it's wherever they could make a lot of money. Basically, they go to big cities and they put their word out. They see if there's an amount of people who could give them a certain amount of money. So I think they're just putting in a fraction of what they actually receive into the ads, and they profit the rest. I mean, this is a very profitable industry, nearly $200 million in the hate industry towards Islam alone in America in the last few years. I think it's been documented by CARE, actually, did some research with some, national organizations, and that's what they came up with, So they're making a lot of money. And all they're doing is taking people's money who hate, whether it's trickling in or through massive donations because of the different kinds of messaging, and they allow themselves to be used as fronts, and they say, yeah, I'm a hate monger, I'm the one who's doing this, but they're getting money from elsewhere. But they are doing this around the country in different cities.
So what are you doing as a member of the Board of CARE and other organizations? As you as you rightfully pointed out, it's not just Muslims that are offended by these ads. The MTA is running them. What's your reaction to that, to the MTA's decision to go ahead and put these up?
You know, the MTA tried to deny them, actually. And a judge basically said, no, they have freedom of expression, freedom of speech, and because of those things, you have to run these ads. The MTA, when you speak to MTA officials on the side, they kind of go, this woman's a loony tune. They're not going to say this. But they're going to, on the side, they'll whisper out of their side of their mouths. They'll say, this woman's a crackpot. This is horrible. We really don't want to do this. We're forced to do this. We're sorry for that. So that's the kind of reaction that we're getting, like off the record, so to speak, right? And but at the end of the day, there is freedom of speech. There is freedom of expression. And CARE has always defended people's freedoms, our constitutional rights, our civil liberties. This is what we stand for. This is what we do. And so we will never deny anybody that. But, I mean, just like you can't yell fire in a theater, there has to be some sort of mechanism. I mean, it's actually, you can go to jail. You can be arrested for yelling fire in a theater, right? Now, that's freedom of speech, but still, that's a danger to society. And there has to be some sort of warning, some sort of mechanism to say, if someone's intent is only to cause harm to our society, then we should be able to prevent them from saying or doing what they want to do. If the goal is literally only negativity towards our society, and I think that's the issue. So we don't kind of sweat the MTA because they tried to be cool about this, but the judge basically said, look, it's the constitutional rights and we've got to stick to that, and that's fine. That's hunky-dory. We're not sweating that. It's just about the fact that her goal is to actually cause harm and disunity and hatred and bigotry towards Muslims.
Well, I think a lot more people in New York City will be frowning upon those ads than will be embracing them. So at least hopefully New Yorkers are going to speak clearly on that front. Ziad Ramadan, thank you so much for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you on. Hopefully you'll be able to join us on a regular basis here on the morning show on WBAI. It's great to have you on.